Well, on this day in 1975, five Australian journalists were killed in East Timor by invading Indonesian forces. 44 years on, Balabo, the place where they died, is still a word that resonates with many Australians. The Wire's Annabelle McKinnon reports on the deaths that never got justice, and this report begins with the song Balabo by Timorese musician Igo Lemos.
Balabo.
After Indonesia invaded East Timor 44 years ago today, five Australian journalists set out to cover the story that would see a third of their population killed over the next 20 years. At the time, the world didn't take notice of the tragedy that was about to unfold, and the journalists that are now known as the Balabo Five would never make it home. Indonesian forces knew the Australian journalists were reporting from the village of Balabo and did not want the world to know about the invasion that the Indonesian government was repeatedly denying. I asked Damien Kingsbury, Professor of International Politics from Deakin University, why Indonesia would take such extreme measures to silence the reporting.
Indonesia wanted to be able to deny that it had actually launched an invasion of East Timor. It was illegal. It was never recognised as legal by the United Nations. So Indonesia wanted this to be kept very quiet. It wanted it to be covert. Didn't want the world to know that it was committing an illegal act. And the journalists were clearly there to report that. And when the Indonesian forces found out that the journalists were there, they set about a plan to murder them.
So it was an illegal act. Why has there been no justice?
Well, there's certainly been calls for justice and for a resolution. There's been a coronial inquiry in Australia which found that the journalists were murdered by Indonesian forces, and it named the people responsible. Some of those people have now died. Some are still alive. The Australian Federal Police did consider investigating the matter and looking at the possibility of charges, but it dropped that case a few years ago on the basis that it would be too difficult to gather evidence in Indonesia. Indonesia has been very reluctant to make any information about that period public, and it does not want to admit liability. Having said that, there might well have been pressure on the Australian Federal Police not to pursue the matter because it is an old incident now in historical terms, but it could still damage Australian-Indonesian bilateral relations.
Do you think the Australian government still have something to answer for?
The Australian government knew at the time what the Indonesian army was doing. It knew about the illegal invasion of what was then Portuguese Timor, and it kept that quiet. There is some dispute over whether the Australian government told the television stations that the journalists represented whether or not they were in danger. Gough Whitlam, the former Prime Minister, insists that the television stations were warned not to send journalists to that area. The real issue, though, has been that the Australian government was very likely aware that the journalists had been murdered, yet it pretended that nothing had happened or that it had no information. Been a continuing issue of embarrassment to the government, and one which governments have been unwilling to pursue and not wanting to dig up matters which would make them look foolish and which would damage bilateral relations with Indonesia.
And why is it so difficult and complicated to prosecute a war crime like this?
Well, war crimes are notoriously difficult to prosecute. The evidence required for them has to be overwhelming, and it has to be conducted through the International Criminal Court. So that's a very difficult thing to arrange. It could have been pursued in, well, there's clearly examples or many examples of war crimes having been committed in East Timor that Indonesia has never been held accountable for, and that's hugely problematic. But in the history of the world, I mean, there have been many cases where people haven't always been held accountable for their crimes, and sadly, this looks like another one of them.
Besides accountability, why is it important for the deaths of these journalists to be remembered 44 years later?
Well, I think what's important about them and their deaths is that they're, in many respects, emblematic of what happened to East Timor at that time. There is a view that there's been too much attention placed on the journalists and not enough on the East Timorese people, of whom perhaps 180,000 or more died as a direct consequence of Indonesia's invasion. And that, at the time, was a approximately a third of the entire population. But particularly for Australians, the deaths of the journalists is a way of understanding what happened in East Timor at that time. So it really is an illustration of a bigger story. It's a way for an Australian audience to understand what happened in East Timor by looking at it through this particular prism. The reality is that they always need to be able to understand it through something that is familiar to them. And the deaths of Australian-based journalists in Balibo in 1975 is a mechanism for that understanding.
Balibo. Annabelle McKinnon talking to Professor Damien Kingsbury.